Welcome to this demonstration of the Ring Video Doorbell. And of course, this is the Ring Video Doorbell that not only acts as a wireless doorbell when you press the doorbell at the front door, but it will also act as a motion sensor. And both of those events, so if somebody presses the doorbell button on the Ring Doorbell, and also if there's motion sensed, it will come up as an alert on your smart device, whether you're using an Android phone or a iPhone. And in my case, I'm using my iPhone 6S, where you can, if the person's rung the front doorbell, you can talk to the person, mute your mic, and or mute the sound from outside. And on the motion event, you can listen to what triggered the motion event, because it might have been just a bird flying past or somebody just standing at your front door. And you can also talk if there's a person standing at the front door. And of course, on both the events, because it's got the video camera there, you can also see, if you can, what's going on at your front door, either with both the motion or the ring event. But anyway, for this particular podcast, what I'm going to be doing is switching around a little bit. So I'm going to start off by unboxing the Ring Video Doorbell in my study. And then I'll pop onto the mixer where I am now, and we'll start going through the setup procedure. And then part of the setup procedure is where I then go out and install the Ring Video Doorbell outside, come back in again, then I'll go through the Ring Doorbell app itself called Ring. After I go through some of the screens, then I'll pop inside and outside, as it were, and give you a demo of what it's like to use the Ring Video Doorbell from pressing the doorbell or triggering a motion event. And of course, the sounds that come up on, my case, my iPhone, and what it's like to use the dialer box, both with a ring event and a motion event. But anyway, let me just get off my mixer now. Let's go back into the study, and I'll start with unboxing the Ring Video Doorbell.
Okay, so here I am in my study, and I've opened up the box, and on the right-hand side, I can sort of feel a plastic overlay, if you like, that's currently sitting over the Ring Video Doorbell itself. And on the left-hand side, there's some cutouts in the cardboard. So the whole top of the lid is that whole cutout section. So the cutout on the right-hand side over the plastic that's covering the Ring Video Doorbell. And the left-hand side with the smaller cuts, left-hand side. So if I open it up like that, that's one. The big right-hand side open, that's basically the whole width of the box. So again, on the right-hand side, I can still feel the plastic that's currently sitting over the Ring Video Doorbell. And then on the left-hand side, there's another little cardboard door that I can lift up and flick over to the left. So what I need to do now is take that whole plastic cover off now, because now that I've turned over that half left-hand cardboard section, if you like, I've now got access to the full plastic cover, i.e. the plastic cover that's currently over the Ring Video Doorbell, and then the rest of the stuff on the left-hand side to install it. So I'm just going to take the plastic out altogether, put that aside. Now we have nice little compartments that have got all the material in. So of course, on the right-hand side, we've got the Ring Video Doorbell itself, and then underneath that, the mounting bracket that attaches to the wall. And on the left-hand side, we've got quite a few different compartments. Basically, we've got a USB to micro USB cable, and that's to charge the Ring Video Doorbell if you don't have it hardwired. A little getting started user's guide, a little plastic packet of four screws to screw into a wooden wall, for example, and four lugs that if you drilled into a brick wall, you put the lugs in the wall and then you put the screws into those lugs to attach the mounting bracket to the wall. So that's a little plastic packet. So that was sort of at the back left-hand side of the box, and the front of the box on the left-hand side, I have a little handle, and that little handle attaches to, I take this out of a little slot that's vertically in the middle, this is the tool that you use to attach the Ring Video Doorbell to the mounting bracket. So I went into this little metal tool, you have a Phillips head, and that of course is to screw in the Phillips head screws to the wall or into the lugs to go into the brick wall. And the other end of that tool is a star screwdriver, and that's to screw in the two security screws which you attach to the bottom of the Ring Doorbell to attach it to the mounting plate. And those two security screws, even though I didn't mention it then, but also in that little packet that also contained the general four screws to attach to the wall. So what you basically do is insert the little tool into the handle. So now you've got a screwdriver. So for setup purposes, when you're installing it, of course you have the Phillips screwdriver sticking out of the handle, so you can screw the screws into the wall. So I'm going to take that off and put it back in the box for the moment. Put the handle back in. And right next to that two-ended tool for the star screw and the Phillips screw, you've got a drill bit. And the drill bit, of course, is to stick into your drill, which is not supplied, to drill a hole in the wall to put in those lugs to support the screws, which in turn supports the mounting bracket. So I'll put that back in the box for the moment. Now, just behind the side that also contains that two-ended tool is a little level that you can stick into the mounting bracket when you're putting it on the wall to keep it nice and level. And of course, if you're blind or low vision, you may have some trouble using that. And that's basically all that's in the box. So previously to this recording, what I did was I went out to my little feature wooden wall on my porch, took the four screws, put the bracket up on the wall, and what I did was I went and got some Velcro and sort of put it in a straight line down one edge of my feature wall and then lined up the bracket with that so I could get a nice straight line to put the bracket up myself rather than using the level. And then the screws, there's two at the top and two at the bottom, and because it's a wooden wall, I was able just to screw the wooden screws straight in by using the two-ended tool with a Phillips head on the handle. I then screwed those screws into the wall. It wasn't any problem at all. And then after I did that, let me just grab this little tool again. I then got the handle, and let me just do this as I would have. And I've got the Phillips screwdriver in the handle at the moment. Just take the screwdriver end out, turn it around, put it back in again. So now I've got the star screwdriver, if you like, now sticking out. And that's what I'll use to attach the security screws to the bottom of the Ring doorbell itself. And what the trick is you screw them in partially into the bottom of the Ring video doorbell on either side. And it's basically at the back of the Ring doorbell at the bottom edge. And you then put the Ring video doorbell on the bracket, so it's basically sitting over it. You push it in a little bit. And the trick is then you push the video Ring doorbell down and you'll feel a click as it engages the little lugs that are actually on the mounting bracket. It's pretty simple to work out which is the right way up because it'll only go on the bracket one way. But if you're confused about the whole way that the bracket goes up in the Ring video doorbell, as I initially was, the camera, the round protruding camera, is above the slightly raised Ring doorbell button itself. What I did basically, I put initially the Ring video doorbell on the bracket, put on the wall to determine which way it went up with the bracket, so that I had the camera above and the button below, took the Ring video doorbell off the bracket, and then, as I said, put the bracket on the wall, and then partially screwed in the screws to the bottom of the Ring video doorbell. And Ring itself does have a policy that if your Ring video doorbell is stolen, they will replace it if you provide them with a police report. Okay, so that's basically what's in the box and how to stick it on the wall. Let me just give you a description of the Ring video doorbell itself. So basically, the Ring video doorbell is rectangular. It's like a very fat remote. At the top middle of the Ring video doorbell, you have a protruding camera lens. And then below that, in the bottom middle, you have the Ring doorbell button itself that you push. And then, of course, the screws on either side down the bottom to secure it to the mounting bracket. And then if you turn the Ring video doorbell over, what you'll basically feel sort of in the middle coming down is three groups of pins arranged horizontally. And when you come down to the third group of pins, on the left-hand side, you'll find a raised round circle with an indented button. That's the button that you press to connect the Ring video doorbell to your Wi-Fi network. And then directly across from that third level of pins, you'll find a USB port, and that's of course where you plug in the micro USB cable to charge the unit to a power supply, which should give you 9 to 12 months of usage out of the internal rechargeable battery. And really, it's got nothing else on the unit itself.
So here we are back on my mixer, which is much quieter than being in the main part of the house. So what we need to do is now run the Ring app. Of course, I've previously downloaded it and installed it on my iPhone here, and that's currently the iPhone 6S. So I'm just going to ask Siri to open up Ring. Hey Siri, open Ring.
Ring. In progress. My devices. Menu setup wizard. Heading.
Okay, now I've gone straight into the setup wizard. Now I should say that when I had a bit of a play with the Ring app before this recording, I went ahead and actually registered myself as a user in Ring itself, gave it my email address and password. So I won't be doing that in this demo, but basically once you've done the initial creating an account or logging into an existing account, you then basically can run this startup wizard that should start running the first time you cleanly run the app. So just let me flick to the right.
Cancel button. Choose your device.
Okay, so choose your device.
Video doorbell button.
Video doorbell. And one finger double tap, of course, using VoiceOver on the video doorbell.
Device name. Back button.
So first of all, we need to give it a device name. So I flick to the right.
Device name. Heading. Cancel button. What would you like to name this Ring doorbell? Front door. Button.
So I've got choices. Front door button.
Back door button.
Back door button.
Office button.
Office.
Custom button.
Or custom.
Office.
So flicking
button.
Back to the left.
Back door button. Front door button.
So choosing front door, one finger double tap.
Setup wizard. Back button.
Flick to the right again.
Setup wizard. Heading. Cancel. But confirm your location.
Okay, confirm your location.
24 Nave, Narara NSW 2250, Australia.
Okay, that's currently my address, and I find the location that the Ring app will search for will actually normally get your current address, or you can actually search for an address if it doesn't get it. So I flick to the right.
Continue button.
I'm going to continue. One finger double tap on continue.
Continue. In progress. Setup wizard. Back button.
And flick to the right.
Setup wizard. Heading. Cancel button. Press the button on the back of the device.
Okay, press the button on the back of the device, flick to the right.
Continue button.
Okay, so before I go any further in the installation, I need to now go outside and put the Ring video doorbell on the bracket outside and, of course, change recordings. And then once I've done that, we'll come back inside and I'll double tap on the continue button you've just heard. And then we'll complete the rest of the installation. Then I'll go on through a description of the Ring app itself, a couple of different screens. Then we'll do the demo of the Ring and motion dialog boxes. And then I'll let you hear what all the different sounds sound like, i.e. a motion alert, a Ring alert, and of course what the actual front doorbell, after all this time, actually sounds like. Here we go. I'm just going about to vanish, so to speak, and we'll go outside and put the doorbell on the bracket.
So let's go outside and put the Ring video doorbell on the bracket that I previously put up on the wall. So just going outside. And find the bracket and remember to put it on the wall. The camera is at the top of the unit with the Ring button underneath. But the first thing I need to do, of course, before I put on the bracket is to turn it around and come down to the third group of pins. Go to the left and press the connect button so I connect this Wi-Fi device to my existing Wi-Fi network. So now I've done that, turn it around again, put it on the bracket. And I've still got the little secure screws connected at the bottom, but I've just actually had them screwed out a little bit. So I put it on the bracket, and then I push it in a little bit, and then pull it down a little bit. And you hear a click. Then I've just got to screw those screws onto the bracket. So that's one. And now the second one. And apologies for the sound of that whippersnapper in the background. But just as I started the recording, some idiots decided to do the whippersnapping across the road. Okay, and that's the second one on. So I'm going to stop the recording and we'll go back inside the house. And let's just close the door. Get rid of that noise.
So if I double tap on continue.
Wi-Fi setup. Back button.
Okay, Wi-Fi setup. Flick to the right.
Wi-Fi setup. Heading. Cancel. Button. One. Leave the Ring app and launch the settings app.
Okay, so leave the Ring app and launch the settings app.
2. Tap on Wi-Fi, then select the network starting with Ring.
Okay, tap on Wi-Fi and select the network starting with Ring, because it's now activated.
3. Return to the Ring app.
Return to the Ring app. So I'm just going to ask Siri to open up settings for me. Hey Siri, open settings. Touch towards the top of the screen.
Settings. Heading.
Flick to the right.
Settings. Search for airplane mode. Off. Ring 23930F.
Okay, there's the Ring video doorbell itself. So one finger double tap on that.
Selected. Ring 23900.
Okay, then that's all I need to do for the moment. So I've basically activated it. Now I need to go back to the app to join the Ring video doorbell to my Wi-Fi network by putting in that particular home Wi-Fi network password. Okay, so it's not the Ring video doorbell password, it's my Wi-Fi home network password. So I'm just going to press my home button twice, 1, 2.
App switcher.
Now focus should actually be on Ring, so if I flick to the right.
Settings, active.
There's settings, flick back to the left.
Ring, active.
And there's Ring, so one finger double tap on Ring.
Ring, setup wizard, heading.
If I flick to the right.
Cancel, button 4.
Okay, now on the step
setup
4.
Wizard, heading.
Because it's actually found the fact that I've actually activated the Wi-Fi in the device. So touch towards the top of the screen again.
Setup wizard. Heading.
Click to the right.
Cancel. But 5. Full stop. Choose the network you would like the device to connect to.
Okay, choose the network you want the device to connect to.
Big Pond 609. Good signal.
Okay, that's my one. One finger double tap.
Setup wizard. Text field. Is editing. Password. Insertion point at start.
Now, I'll just show you something cool about this password field. When I'm going to put the password in, it's going to be visible. Now, if I don't want to show it, if I flick to the right.
Hide password button.
There's the button for hide the password if you don't want to see anybody putting in your password because it's visually displayed on the screen. All right, but I'm going to leave mine on for the moment. So flick back to left.
Text field is editing. Character mode.
I'm just going to pause the recording and put in my password. So I popped in my password. So flick to the right.
Clear text button. Hide password. Button. Continue. Button.
Okay, and one finger double tap on continue.
Setup wizard. Heading.
And flick to the right.
Cancel. Button. Please wait while your device connects to the Wi-Fi network. Ellipsis. This may also take a moment. Ellipsis.
And that's it for that current screen. So basically,
setup wizard. Heading.
Oh, there we go. So back to the setup wizard screen. The next screen. Flick to the right.
Setup successful.
Setup successful.
Done. Button.
And double tap on done.
Back button.
Click to the right.
Shared users. Heading.
Okay, this is another heading part of the setup wizard. If you want to add shared users, click to the right.
Skip. Button.
You can skip it.
If you would like to grant friends or family access to your Ring doorbell, enter their email below.
Okay, so if you want to add friends or family, enter their email address below.
Space. Text field.
Okay, that's the
double tap
field.
To edit. Continue. Button.
Okay, continue button. Now flick to the right.
Shared users will have access to events captured by your Ring doorbell. They will be able to access events, but won't be able to change settings or delete videos.
So flick to the right again.
Skip this step. Button.
Skip this step. One finger double tap.
My devices. Menu. Button.
Okay, so here we are at the main screen of the Ring Video Doorbell app, the Ring app. And you just heard it say menu, which is the menu button to bring up the main menu of the Ring app. But at the home screen of the app, if you like, when you always go into it, you've got the following. So I'm just going to flick to the right to go through the options on the main home screen, and then we'll go and look at the menu. So let me flick to the right to go through the items on this initial jump home screen, if you like, of the app. So flicking through to the right.
My devices. Heading.
Heading my devices.
Ring. Front door. Owner.
So Ring, and then the front door is the name of the device and the owner. And of course, you can have multiple Ring doorbells, if you wish, in this case, around your house. And if I double tap on that one.
Front door. Back button.
And we've got a back button. Flick to the right.
Front door. Heading.
Front door heading.
Device settings option icon WH. Button.
Device settings. Double tap on that.
Back button.
And it's going to flick to the right.
Device settings. Heading. Device name.
Okay, device name.
Front door. Text field.
Okay, front door.
Double tap to edit.
So you can change it.
Battery. 60%.
Okay, this is where it tells me the battery level. So battery level is currently 60%.
Firmware version 1.6.62.
Okay, that's the firmware version.
Mac ID 001. Change location.
Change location.
Physical installation.
Physical installation.
Remove device. Button.
Or remove device. So I'm just going to do a two-finger scrub to come back out of that screen.
Device settings. Front door. Back button.
And then we're back to the initial. Flicking to the right.
Front door. Heading. device settings option icon WH button.
Button where it said device settings. So I'm still under the Ring front door owner button still, okay? So I haven't gone back to the main home screen yet. So flicking to the right.
Battery.
Here's battery. That's a heading.
Button.
And a button that's not labeled. But if I double tap on that one and flick to the right.
60%.
That also gives me the battery level as well. So I don't have to drill down too far into the menus to find out the current battery level of my Ring video doorbell. So I flick to the right.
Ring alerts.
Here's ring alerts.
Switch button. On. Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay, so I can switch them on and off if I like. And flick to the right. So basically, if somebody presses the ring doorbell itself, it's not going to actually do anything. It'll just ring at the front door, but I won't get any alerts on my iPhone. Flick to the right.
Motion alerts.
Okay, motion alerts.
Switch button. On. Double tap to toggle setting.
And I can turn motion alerts on and off. So for example, if I had somebody doing some work in my front garden and the motion sensor kept triggering it all the time and I kept getting alerts, I can just temporarily turn that off here if I wish. So I flick to the right again.
Recent activity.
Recent activity. If I double tap on that, it's basically going to bring up the same thing that I've currently got on my home screen, which we'll get to in a minute. So I flick to the right again.
Motion settings.
Motion settings. Now, motion settings, if you're setting up your motion detection, you may need to get someone to help you set up the different motion zones, and there's six of them, i.e. you've got to tap on them on the screen and they're not currently accessible with voice. They'll say zone one, zone two, up to zone six, but you won't be able to turn them on and off. You will be able to adjust the distance of the motion sensing. And because it's a US product and I'm here in Australia, it talks about feet rather than meters. So you can have the motion sensor go up to 30 feet. I've currently got mine set to 5 feet, which in Australian terms, I guess, is around about 1.5 meters. And if you tap on save now and you've changed your motion zones, the distance of the motion sensor and the light, standard or frequent alerts, it will ask you to press the Ring Video Doorbell button to confirm that you want to save the changes after you've tapped on the Save button. So the only problem with that, of course, is that you can't change your settings remotely if you're away from home. You have to be physically at home or get someone to press the Ring Video Doorbell button to confirm your saved action.
Motion settings.
Motion settings, which we're just in.
Shared users.
I'm not going to go into that now, but basically, as it said in the setup, you can send an email to other people to share your Ring Video Doorbell. Flick to the right.
Partners.
Partners is another setting that you can go into to link your Ring Video Doorbell up with other smart appliances such as door locks, etc. Flick to the right.
Linked chimes.
Linked chimes. So here you can actually link up your Ring Video Doorbell with the wireless chimes. So if you've got a fairly large house or your front doorbell is away from where you are and you can't hear it properly when somebody presses it outside, you can set up these plug-in chimes that will also ring inside your house rather than just the Ring Video Doorbell ringing at the front door outside. And that's it for that screen. So let's just now go back to the main home screen. Two finger scrub to come back out.
My devices. Front door. Missed ring. 02/18/16108.
Okay, so it just came back to the main home screen at the recent events screen, which is in the middle of the screen at the main home screen. But let me just touch towards the top again.
Menu button.
The menu button to go into the menu system, but we'll stay in the main home screen at the moment. So flicking to the right.
My devices heading.
Back to my devices heading.
Ring front door owner.
So ring front door owner, that's where we've been for the last couple of minutes exploring all the different screens under that settings, i.e. your battery level, the toggle buttons to turn ring motion sensor on and off, change the motion sensitivity, etc. Okay, so let's flick now to the rest of the main home screen. Now you just heard VoiceOver click on the screen. There's an item there, which is actually the setup wizard that I initially started to do when I set up the Ring Video Doorbell itself. So if I double tap on it.
Setup wizard, heading.
It brings up the setup wizard again, and I won't go through that because we've already been through it already. Fortunately, from this screen, I can't do a two-finger scrub to go back like I've been doing with the other sub-screens. So I'm going to touch the top right-hand side of my screen.
Cancel button.
And one finger double tap on cancel.
My devices. Menu. My devices. Front door. Missed ring. 02/.
Yes, I know I missed your ring. Thank you. Okay, so let's touch towards the top of the screen again.
Menu. Button.
And flicking through to the right.
My device. Ring. Front door. Owner.
Okay, there's the setup wizard click button. I could label that with VoiceOver, but I'm just a bit lazy. I know it's the setup wizard button, so I'm not going to worry about it. So flicking to the right.
Selected. All activity. Button.
Okay, so now we've got three buttons here. So I can actually have the main home screen of the app display all activities, so both ring and motion. So that's selected all, which I've currently got selected. Now if I flick to the right.
Rings. Button.
If I double tap on that, I'll actually have the home screen only show rings. Click to the right again.
Motion. Button.
I can have the home screen only show motion events. So if I now flick to the right, I'm going to see all the events on my Ring Video doorbell because I've currently got selected all on at the moment. So if I flick to the right.
Front door. Motion. Today 8:38 a.m.
Okay, that was today. Motion 8:38 a.m. That's when the family was leaving to go to school. So I flick to the right.
Share wide icon. Button.
So I can share it.
Delete wide icon. Button.
Or I can delete it. Flick to the right again.
Front door. Motion. 02/18/16:801 p.m.
Okay, so again, there was motion at 8:01, etc. Now, quite a lot of my stuff is motion because our family keeps on course going in and out of the house. But if I flick back to the left.
Delete. Share white. Front door. Motion. Today 8:38 a.m.
I can double tap on this and actually then look and hear the video playing of what triggered that event. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's a motion event or a ring event. I can still double tap on the item. So rather than saying motion here, it would say ring if somebody did indeed ring the front doorbell. So let me just double tap on the motion one here.
Front door. Motion. Video.
And it's going to bring up
double tap
video
or hide video controls
and play the video of us basically leaving to go to school this morning.
Bye, boys.
Okay, now if I double tap on the screen.
Video. Done. Button. Track position. Delete. Previous track. Pause. Button. Play. Video.
Okay, I've just paused it. So now if I just
double tap
the screen
video.
And bring up the controls.
Ring. Video.
Okay, touch towards the top of the screen.
Double tap to show or hide video controls.
Flick through to the right.
Done. Button.
So I've got a done button. Flick to the right.
Track position. 42.4 seconds of 44.
What I'm finding is for most motion events that just get triggered quickly, you'll get a video that lasts about 44 seconds that you can go back and play back and look at on the screen. So flick to the right.
Delete recording. Button.
I can use this video play screen to also delete the recording. Flick to the right.
Previous track. Button.
You can go to the previous track.
Play. Button.
Play, which was previously the pause button.
Next track. Button.
Next track.
Download recording. Button.
I can download the recording if I want to keep a copy of it.
Volume. 75%.
Okay, and volume is currently 75%, so I can turn the volume up to listen to it. When I got my Ring Video doorbell, I signed up for cloud recording because at the end of the main Ring home screen layout, there's an item at the bottom that you can actually use the cloud recording trial for 30 days if you wish. And that's why I can actually go back and watch the videos from both a motion and a ring, because I started doing the trial and then it was so useful to find out what happened with motion alerts and ring alerts that I decided to actually, one, do the trial and then pay for it only after 2 days of actually using the trial. If you don't have cloud recording, all you're really going to get is a live motion alert or a live ring alert, and then you can directly, of course, use the front doorbell to listen to motion or to talk to the person at the front door. But you won't be able to go back as I am now if you don't have cloud recording activated on your Ring Video doorbell. But as I said, the trial goes for 30 days. So if you want to have a play of it, you certainly can. It will tell you how many days you've got remaining if you are doing the trial. But like I said, I pretty well went straight away and turned it on because it's so useful. So let me just flick back to the left.
Download. Next track. Play. Previous. Delete. Record. Track position. Done. Button.
And double tap on done.
Done. My devices. Front door. Motion. Today 8:38 a.m.
As I said, the playback video, either for a motion or a ring event, is exactly the same. So the rest of my screen is just all the same thing. You've got the ring or motion event, and then you can share it or delete it. And that's my entire screen going right down to the bottom. And then, like I said, if you hadn't signed up for the trial, then there's that little item at the bottom of the screen that says sign up for cloud recording trial. Or if you have signed up for the cloud recording trial, you'll get how many days remaining. Or in my case, if you have signed up for it, then you'll get nothing at the bottom of the screen. The rest of the screen, as I said, is all the events. Okay, so that's the main home screen. So really you've got,
let me menu, just touch towards the top. Button,
menu,
my devices,
my heading, devices, heading,
ring, front door, owner.
Okay, name of the device, ring, and all the other stuff underneath it. The silent button for the setup wizard.
Selected. All activity.
Then the three buttons button. To show what events you want to show on the screen. So I've got selected all.
Rings. Button.
Just rings.
Motion. Button.
Or just motion. And then, of course, the rest of the screen is just all the three items to do with each ring or motion event. The date stamp, whether it was a motion or a ring. And then the two options after that, share. And then the delete button for each event. And, of course, the share button is your normal mail message, etc. And of course, if I want to delete an event, let me just flick to the right.
Front door. Motion. Today 8:38 a.m.
So that was us going to school this morning. Flick to the right.
Share white icon. Button. Delete white icon. Front door. Motion. 02/18/16:01 p.m.
Let me get rid of that one because that was us coming back home from some after school activities last night. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Share white icon. Delete white icon.
And
button.
I'm going to double tap on it.
Delete white icon. Video.
And what you'll notice is it will now bring up the video play screen, but it's so that's the event from last night. You can hear the crickets in the background. So double tap the screen.
Video.
Click to the right.
Done. Button. Track position. Delete. Previous. Pause. Video.
I'm just going to pause it. Tap the screen to bring video. The controls. Touch towards the top.
Video.
Click to the right.
Done. Track position. 26.9. Delete recording. Button.
And there's delete recording. So really, I can actually use the delete button here, or I can just play the recording from the first option and just delete it anyway. So double tap on the delete button.
Delete recording. Remove this recording. This recording will be permanently erased. Are you sure you want to continue?
Warning, this recording will be permanently deleted. Are you sure you want to continue? And I do, so flick to the right.
Delete. Button.
Got delete button.
Cancel. Button.
Or a cancel button. So I'm going to delete this one.
Delete. Button.
And one finger double tap.
Delete. My devices.
And then we're front back door. To the
motion. Today 8:38 a.m.
With the first event being the motion event when we were going to school this morning. So I flip back to the left.
Motion. Button. Rings. Button. Selected. Ring. Front door. My devices. Menu. Button.
And then I'm back up to the top to that menu button. So that's it for the main app home screen. That's the one that you mainly interact with all the time. But if you want to get to other options, including help, then you use the main menu button here. So if I double tap on that.
Menu.
What's going to happen is that menu, and I don't know what this is like visually on the screen, but it's basically going to pop up under all the other stuff on the screen. So what I normally do is do a four-finger touch on the screen.
3.0.
To take me to the bottom of the screen because I don't want to flick past all the other stuff with all the events on the main home app screen layout. And when it said 3.0, that's the version of the app. Now if I flick back to the left, remember I'm now at the bottom of the screen.
Log out.
There's log out.
Help center.
Help center.
Store.
The store to buy more things, i.e. more chimes to put in your house if you like, or other items. Flick to the left.
My plan.
My plan, so if I go into that, I'll be able to see my plan.
Account.
Accounts, my account. And we've got another silent control here again with VoiceOver, it just clicked. That's here where we can actually look at buying other devices. So flick to the left again.
Settings.
That's just a heading for what we've just been flicking through from the bottom. So if I now flick back to the right, there's the silent control.
Account.
Account.
My plan.
My plan.
Store.
Store.
Help center.
Help center.
Log out.
Log out.
3.0.
And then the version number of the app. So flick back to the left.
Log out. Help center. Store. My plan. Account. Settings. Front door. 20 Ave. Narra NSW 2250. Australia.
Okay, that's the location of my current Ring video doorbell. Okay, so flick to the left again.
My devices.
That's the heading, i.e. we've just come off. You can have other doorbells and other devices also in your house as well. So flick back to the left.
DavidWood@al.com.
That's my email address for the system.
David Woodbridge.
That's me. It's my name.
Front door. Motion. 02/09/6.
I'm now on the bottom of all the events. that have been happening with my Ring Video Doorbell, which is basically the main app screen of the app. So to dismiss the actual menu down the bottom and just get back to the normal Ring Video Doorbell main home screen, if I touch the top right hand side of my screen,
menu button,
if I double tap on that now,
menu,
I've now got the standard home app screen back. So if I touch the top left hand side of the screen,
menu button,
the menu, remember when I cleared it was on the right hand side, so I flick to the right,
my devices, Ring front door,
it's the silent setup wizard,
rings selected, all activity,
okay, all button, activity, rings, ring,
but motion, front door, motion, today 8:38 a.m. front door.
And the start of the first event, and if I do a four-finger touch on the screen at the bottom,
delete white icon, button.
That's down the bottom of the screen, flick back to the left.
Share white icon, front door, motion, 02/07/16:12:46 p.m.
It's the last event on the screen with the delete button underneath the actual last event there. But I want to go back into that menu and just show you the help text.
Menu button.
So I'm just going to touch on that menu button at the top left hand side. Double tap.
Menu.
Four finger touch down towards the bottom.
3.0.
There's our 3.0. Flick back to the left.
Log out. Help center.
And double tap on help center.
Help center. Back button.
Okay, so I flick to the right.
Help center. Heading.
Okay, got the help center as a heading.
Welcome to our help center.
Welcome to our help center.
Search for a help topic or click an item below.
Okay, so search for a help topic or click an item below. Now, these help topics are being pulled off the internet, okay? So if you flick through it very quickly the first time you get it, there won't be any help topics on the screen for a couple of seconds because it's pulling down the information off the internet, all right? So just be aware of that, that if you flick through quite quickly after you hear this heading, you first got into the screen, there won't be anything on the screen. Wait a couple of seconds and then flick around again, and then you'll get the topics on the screen. So flick to the right.
How can we help? Search field.
Okay, so that's how double can we tap help to edit. Search field. Double tap to edit. Flick to the right.
Account/cloud video recording.
Okay, account/video recording.
Orders.
Orders.
Setup/installation.
Setup installation.
Product features.
Product features.
Troubleshooting.
Troubleshooting.
Ring support is available 8 a.m. 6 p.m. PT.
Ring support is available, blah, blah, blah. Now, I should say that's what you'll get onto if you flick past that search field. If there's no topics currently on the screen, if it's still pulling down off the internet. So that's a bit of a tip for you. So if I flick to the right again.
Class 1, 800-656-1918.
Flick to the right again.
My tickets button.
My tickets button. So you can submit a help ticket to the help desk and they'll normally respond via email on your issue if you've got one with the app or the hardware. Flick to the right again.
Contact US. Button.
And a contact us button. So let me just flick back to the left.
My ticket. Plus one. Ring support. On. Troubleshooting. Product features.
Product features, for example. So one finger double tap.
Help center. Back button.
And flick through to the right. And again, remembering this is pulling off the information off the net. So flick to the right again.
Product features. Heading.
Okay, product features heading.
Contact us. Button.
Contact us.
How can we help? Search field.
Search field.
Ring.
So I've got ring.
Stick up cam.
Stick up cam, which is another product.
Chime.
Chime, which is the chimes you can put around your house. So if I flick back to the left.
Stick up cam.
I'm not going to worry about stick up cam for the moment. That's basically a indoor video camera you can use.
Ring.
Let's double tap on ring.
Product features. Back button.
And flick to the right.
Ring. Heading. Contact us. Button. How can we help? Search field. What are the dimensions of a Ring video doorbell? What's in the box? What are the technical requirements? How do I delete recent activity from the Ring app? Ring app compatibility with smart lock systems Kivo, Lockstate, Kissy, and Lockitron. Sharing access to your Ring device. Introduction to motion detection. Motion detection tutorial video. How do I connect more than one phone/tablet to my Ring? New motion detection notification sound 2, 4, 1.
All this help was actually very, very extensive. It's actually fantastic. So let me flip back to the left.
How do I connect more than one phone/tablet to my ring?
So how do you connect more than one phone or tablet to your ring? So double tap on that.
How do I connect more than one phone/tablet to my ring? Ring. Back button.
Now what I might just do is just do a two-finger swipe down to get it to read the screen to us.
Here multiple phones or tablets you are in. As soon as you unbox your Ring doorbell, you'll want to complete the Wi-Fi setup process, at which point you'll create your Ring account. At this point, you can add as many devices as you'd like to your Ring doorbell. Simply download the Ring doorbell app onto your phone/tablet, then sign in using the account credentials you created. You do not need to complete the Wi-Fi setup for every smartphone/tablet you'd like to pair. Share access to your Ring doorbell with trusted friends and family. 1. Create a Ring account. The person, S, you'd like to share access with should download the Ring app and create an account. 2. Send an invite. Now that they have an account, you should launch the Ring app and select the Ring doorbell that you'd like to share. You'll be presented with a list of 4 options. Select Shared Users, then Add User. 3. The invite should be sent to the same email address they use to sign up for an account. Once you, i.e., the Ring owner, has sent the invite, they will be automatically granted access to your Ring doorbell. Bullet the 17th of February 2015.
So 2 fingers scrub to go back.
Ring. How do I connect more than one phone/tablet to my Ring?
Let me just flick back.
Motion detection tutorial video.
And I'm just going to let you have a listen to one of the tutorials. And there's quite a few different video tutorials. There's one on installing the Ring video doorbell on the wall. But as I said, it's a little bit visual because it is a video. But it does give you some idea. The problem I had with it, of course, was that it didn't tell me which way the Ring video doorbell went up, which was I covered earlier on in this demo, i.e. the cameras at the top. Because I guess if you can see the video, then you don't need having someone to state the obvious to you. But anyway, let's have a listen to the introduction to the motion tutorial.
Ring. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Motion detection tutorial video. Heading. Motion detection tutorial video. Heading level 1. This video explains how our advanced motion detection works. Ring doorbell motion detection tutorial. Link.
Okay, double tap on that.
Ring. YouTube. Video player. Video is...
Hi, I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of your Ring video doorbell. At Ring's core is the most advanced motion technology in the world. And now I'd like to give you some tips on how to get the most out of it. Ring uses infrared or IR motion detection in a unique way that allows you to customize the areas, sensitivity, and frequency of how it captures events. IR technology works by seeing heat, which allows us to tell the difference between a person and, say, a tree branch in the wind. When Ring detects movement in the heat signature, it triggers a motion event, which sends an alert to your phone and turns on the Ring for viewing. For those with recording enabled, you can also watch this footage later. If you have a street near your Ring, you might notice that cars set off the motion alerts. Cars give off a lot of moving heat. But don't worry, all you have to do is adjust Ring sensitivity and exclude areas you don't want to monitor. The gray area in the app represents the distance of where a person will trip the motion alert. Because cars are larger, you'll have to turn the sensitivity down a bit further from the street in order not to be alerted by them. Once you have the area you want to monitor saved, proceed to the Smart Alerts tab. With Smart Alerts, you can tell our algorithm how sensitive you want it to be. For example, if your kids play soccer in front of the house for a few hours, how many alerts do you want to get? A setting of light would give you 1, standard 2, and frequent would create a bunch. We recommend starting at standard and adjust as you start getting acquainted with the feature. Ring's advanced motion detection lets you be in control of monitoring your front door. Just one more way with Ring, you are always home.
I love listening to those videos. The music's actually quite nice to listen to. Now, as you heard, it launched the YouTube app. I'm going to press my home button twice.
App switcher. Ring. Active.
And that's brought up the first option now in my app switcher, which is Ring. So I flick to the right.
YouTube. Active.
There's YouTube that I was just using.
Swipe
okay,
up with
so
3 fingers.
Back to
Ring.
Left.
Active.
1 finger double tap on Ring.
Ring.
And then touch towards the top
motion
of the screen.
Motion detection tutorial video. Heading.
Okay, that's where we were just on. Motion ring detection video. So 2 finger scrub.
Ring. Product features. Back button.
2 finger scrub again.
Product features. Help center. Back button.
2 finger scrub again.
Help center. Back button.
Back to the main help center. 2 finger scrub.
My devices. Menu. Button.
I've actually exited help and I've also come out of the main menu settings. And I can know that by just doing a 4 finger tap down the bottom of my screen.
Delete white icon. Button.
And if I was still in the menu, it would actually have said 3.0 because that's the version number and that's at the bottom of the main menu. Versus the main home screen, which just gives me the delete button for the last event in the main home screen. So that's actually it for the moment for having a bit of a play around with the Ring app itself. Let's get on to what it really does sound like and how to use it, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. What I'm going to do is I'm going to stop the recording on my mixer here, and we'll go and pick up with my other little portable device, and we'll go and ring the doorbell and see what the dialog box is like for both the Ring event and the Motion event, and you can certainly hear what the Ring doorbell sounds like, although you've just heard it in the YouTube one, but let's do it ourselves anyway. So I'll be back in a tick using the portable recorder.
Let me just sneak out the back door here, and I'll do the motion alert first. And what we'll see is what happens when the motion sensor gets triggered and what the alert sounds like on my phone. So I'm just walking around at the back of my house. Open the side gate. Just disturbed all the birds. Here at my front door. Now let's see if we can now trigger an alert. Now standing in front of my front door. Yep, I got an alert on my watch. Okay, so there's the alert you heard. My Ring, unlock button.
Now there is one notification. Ring, now there is motion at your front door.
Okay, ring now, there is motion at your front door. So if I double tap on that.
Ring, passcode field.
Unlock my phone with my touch ID, my finger.
Ring.
Now it's going to bring up the dialog box.
Selected. In call sound. Button.
Okay, so what we've got in call sound, so I can listen to the front door, which I'm not going to do at the moment because it's going to give me feedback. If I flick to the right.
In call icon zoom out. Button.
That's a zoom out button. By the way, the home button's to the right. I've got it in landscape mode. Zoom out with the video camera so I can see on the screen on the iPhone.
End button.
End button.
Talk button.
Or talk button. Okay, so if I just step away so I don't get too much feedback from my front door and double tap on talk.
Talk.
I'm now talking on my front doorbell. Okay, and if I want to end the recording, I just flick back to the end button.
In call icon, zoom out. Pass
that, flip back to the right.
End button.
And double tap on the end button to finish using the dialog box for the motion event.
Portrait.
Okay, and let's go and ring the front doorbell finally. So I'm going to press the button on the Ring doorbell. Okay, and I'm going to step away because I'm going to get feedback if I don't. And then press my unlock button, my power
ring
button on my phone.
Now, three notifications. Ring, now, bell, someone is at your front door.
Okay, so that was the bell.
Ring, now, there is motion.
And that was also the motion sensor going off, and you heard the
double
beeps going off from my Apple Watch as well.
Ring.
And
now,
I'm going to one finger double tap on the Ring event,
field.
Unlock
zero
my phone,
home
button with my touch ID.
Selected Ring in call sound button.
Okay, so if I double tap on the Ring call sound, which I didn't do on the motion one, double tap that.
In call sound.
I can now hear what's going on at my front door. Okay, but it's a bit of a delay because it's going through Wi-Fi. I'm just going to double tap, turn
selected
it off.
In call sound.
You also might notice the fact that that time when the alert went off on my phone, it didn't actually do the ring chimes on my phone. And also, you didn't hear the little wind chimes go off on my phone for the motion alert. Sometimes the sounds happen and sometimes they don't. I'm not sure why they don't. Okay, so that was the first item on the dialog box. That was to listen to the sound out the front door. Flick to the right.
In call icon, zoom out button.
Same thing again, zoom out for the video camera.
End button.
End button.
Talk button.
And a talk button. So if I double tap on talk.
Talk. In call icon,
I'll be able to hear myself
button
talking on my front doorbell. Now if I flick back to the left, when these dialog boxes are live.
In call icon mic button.
Okay, I can mute the mic.
Selected. In call icon mic.
Okay, so the mic's actually muted on my end, but I can still hear me talking at the front door. So I'll leave that muted at the moment. If I flick back to the right.
In call sound button.
In call sound again, same thing.
I. In call icon zoom out. Zoom. End button.
And the end button. So I'm going to one finger double tap on the end button.
Portrait.
Okay, and we're back to the main home screen of the Ring app. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just walking away from my front door and back around the side of my house. Here we are at my back door. Just going to open it up. Shut the screen door. Close the sliding door. Okay, and now back in where I've got the mixer.
So here I am back at my mixer. I'm just going to unlock my phone because as I was coming back inside, of course, my phone locked.
Friday, the 9:11 a.m.
Okay, it's going to unlock my phone with my fingerprint on my home button.
Ring, menu, button.
Okay, and we're back to the Ring app. So if I flick through.
My devices, heading, Ring, front door. Selected, all activity, rings, motion, front door. Accepted ring, today 10:47 a.m.
That was the accepted ring, i.e. that's when I actually answered the doorbell and spoke on it. So flick to the right.
Delete white icon, button.
So delete button.
Share white icon.
Share button.
Front door. Answered motion, today 10:44 a.m.
So that's answered motion, because I answered the actual motion trigger event. Otherwise, it would have just said motion.
Delete white icon, button. Share white icon, button.
And delete and the share items again. Flick to the right.
Front door. Accepted ring. Today, 10:24 a.m.
And that's another accepted ring, because when I was doing the recording, my actual front doorbell rang for real. And I spoke to the postman on my Ring video doorbell, just asking to pop the parcel near the front door because I was busy doing the recording. And so on through all the other motion and ring events, remembering that I've got selected all. So I'm seeing both the ring and motion in one event screen. All right, so let me just press the home button to come out of the app.
Messages.
And that completes this demonstration of the Ring video doorbell, including introduction, unboxing, setup, run through the app, and a bit of a play around with the ring and motion sensor events. And of course, what they all sounded like on my iPhone when I rang the front doorbell and the alert sounds on my iPhone. Just remember that the Ring video doorbell is on my Wi-Fi network here, but when I'm out and about at the boys' school or at work, etc., I'll get those same alerts on my iPhone for motion and ring. And I can also talk remotely via, of course, the 4G. For both the ring and motion events as well. And because I've got cloud recording, I can go back and replay any motion or ring event. If you don't have that cloud recording or you haven't done the trial or haven't tried the trial, I would urge you to do so. Otherwise, you'll just be able to talk live when you get a motion or ring event, or just listen in on a motion or ring event if you don't want to talk to the person at the front door. But anyway, that completes this demonstration of the Ring video doorbell. I hope you've enjoyed the demo, but as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.